On the show today, we have Kinexus Credit Union's very own Paul Kurth and Abe AI's Rob Guilfoyle talking about conversational AI success story at Kinexus Credit Union. Really cool stuff here. I mean, the cool factor of this stuff is off the charts, so you got to check it out. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Kinexus Credit Union's very own Paul Kurth right below us. Paul, how you doing?
I'm great. How you doing, Mike?
Glad to have you on the show. And then right next to me, we have Rob Guilfoyle from Abe.ai. Rob, how are you, sir?
I'm well. How's everybody?
So far, so good. Taking it day by day as we have been the last 6 or 7 months and counting. Getting through it. Hey, guys, we're talking about how conversational AI has really succeeded, especially at Kinexus Credit Union. And but first, Rob, can you give us a quick overview of Abe.ai real quick, and then we'll dive into how it helped out, how you guys helped out Kinexus.
Yeah, absolutely. So Abe.ai is a product line within Yodlee now, Yodlee Invest.net. In 2019, we were acquired, but the goal of Abe.ai is to make the member experience and the banking experience easier for everyone that's involved. So we do that through conversational AI, you know, the buzzwords around machine learning and AI, the true experience that we go after is something that's much more aligned with a virtual financial assistant, less so what you would imagine being like a static type chatbot, and more something that's very deeply integrated into the digital banking layer, deeply integrated into the insights that you get from aggregation and transaction enrichment, and bringing all of those things together to really, from a scalability perspective, we think about our goal is to increase the operational efficiency, increase the member experience, and allow credit unions like Kinexus to compete at really any level from a banking experience perspective.
Right on. And I think Siri is a little jealous of Abe.ai, because once you started talking about conversational AI and stuff, she started going off like crazy. So Siri's a little jealous.
Nice. Hopefully we can remain friends.
Exactly. And Paul, so what was going on at Kinexus that led you to consider a virtual financial assistant from Abe.ai? So then why did you choose them as well?
Sure. So we were seeing a swell of voice-enabled capabilities across a variety of platforms.
A lot of it.
You know, seeing Alexa products and Google Assistant products, you know, everything from your microwave to your toothbrush is just about enabled for voice these days.
No doubt.
You know, we're always looking for ways to make managing your money easier. And when we started looking more closely at where we thought voice would be going from a product line, we really found that it was, you know, there's not many ways that are easier than just telling someone yes or no, or, you know, talking through exactly what you want. And we knew it was going to be kind of a longer runway for us to get comfortable in the financial services industry to use some of this technology. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to kind of get our feet wet in that pool as soon as we could and start learning what works and what we could do to make it work better. When we started looking at providers out there, we understood, you know, some of the complexities that are behind some products like this, and a lot of the offerings in the marketplace, you were required to ask something in a certain way to get a response. And even if you were slightly asking for it a little bit different than you should have, it wouldn't understand you.
Oh, yeah.
And that's really what drew us to Abe.ai, is their conversational interface and the way that they wired up their product to be kind of agnostic to the different ways that people could ask for things and still understand what you mean and respond to you, you know, in a conversational fashion.
Yeah. You want the process to be as natural as possible instead of being so rigid that you have to follow these rigid guidelines and stuff, because then that kind of defeats the whole purpose of it. Right.
Right. Something more, you know, like a human conversation would be, instead of, you know, talking to a robot. You don't want it to be robotic.
Exactly. And so how are some of these issues affecting your member service and operations at the time prior to Abe.ai?
Well, I mean, we see some tracking information on things that members call in for frequently. The most common questions that people have. You know, we try to provide feedback or frequently asked questions and responses for that on our website and within our digital banking environment. And, you know, we try to improve or churn that list of, you know, what's the most popular thing 1 month so that doesn't sit on the top of the list month after month.
Yeah.
We try to develop solutions for that. And Abe AI has really helped us understand that we can open up new channels to facilitate some of those questions that our members have and answer them without needing to pick up a phone to do it. That's kind of what we looked at when we saw, you know, the Alexa and the Google Assistant enabled devices along with SMS, is that you could really have that kind of on-call contact center person capability right sitting on your desk or, you know, at work or on your phone, and you wouldn't need to necessarily call us during our own hours to be served with answering some questions.
Indeed. And so Rob, how are you guys helping Kinexys? Can you share a couple of details here?
Sure. So Kinexys's digital platform is with Alchemy, and we integrated all the authenticated solutions into Alchemy. So the virtual financial assistant is embedded into all of the voice channels and all of, well, SMS. And then we are working with the Alchemy and the Kinexys team to migrate it into some of the, what we call the owned channels. So mobile and web. And through that, there's a lot of different ways that we think about our impact that we can have on a credit union. And so we kind of bucket it up into four different buckets. One is how do we help their competitive stature? It's my belief that most credit unions compete against Chase and Bank of America, not necessarily the credit union across the street. Yeah. So how can we bring that tech and that innovation to them? We think about how can we generate new revenue for the credit union while maintaining the same interest of the member. So things like credit use cases, you can imagine offering a loan to help a high revolving credit line. That could be something that's inferred from a virtual financial assistant that could roll over into a conversation and then an application. We look at the member experience, and that's kind of across the boards. Things from self-service to proactively outreach, reaching out to the member to make sure that they're aware of the most important things. And then I would say if you're speaking to a credit union that it, like Kinexys, you've got this this requirement to continue to scale more digitally. And that from a KPI perspective really comes down to the containment rate, if you will, or how often these types of assistants are rolling over to a human agent. And that containment rate is very easily tied to reducing the necessity for overflow call centers, increasing the ability for 24/7 access, as Paul said, making it always on, always available for the members. So that's been the focus of the engagement so far.
And how long have you guys been working together? How long has this partnership been going on?
Ooh, Paul, I don't know the exact date. It's probably
6 months.
Gone on for more than probably, 2 years.
Oh, 2 years. Wow.
Probably, yeah, probably coming up on 2 years, year and a half, somewhere between there.
So you guys are pretty well entrenched in this. So you guys kind of, I don't want to say know it backwards and forwards, but so, how, you know, like, are members reacting to it cool, or the feedback, that type of stuff, Paul? Or?
Well, yeah, I think, I mean, we're seeing some good adoption. We haven't been promoting it a ton. It's not like we're shoving it down everyone's throats.
Kind of a soft launch,
forcing,
I guess,
them into using something, but
yeah,
it's kind of a soft launch approach. We continue to add features and functionality to our platform, and we'll be coming out with bill pay here shortly. So you can tell your device to pay your cable bill or your electric bill or anything that you've got set up today through bill pay. Or if I want to send Mike Lawson $5,
please.
If I've got you set up in there already, I'd be able to do that.
Wow.
With my voice without having to log in through my desktop or onto my mobile app or anything like that.
Ah, so cool. And so what have been the benefits? I mean, over the 2 years, what have been the benefits so far? Because I'm immediately thinking cool factor here, because obviously the technology is really awesome and how it works. But gosh, there's this kind of cool factor, this intangible, like, hey, you know what? My credit union, they have this, you know, AI voice recognition or, you know, interactive. That's just so cool there. So what are some of the benefits and how has AI been involved in that?
Yeah, we're really seeing, I mean, each one of the conversations that come through this channel, we're really analyzing and understanding how differently people are asking for the same types of things. And mm-hmm. we're seeing things that people are asking for that maybe we don't have responses for yet. So from a roadmap perspective, it's helping us fill gaps and fill needs that maybe we didn't perceive initially.
Oh, okay.
So far, I believe we've solved or answered over 400 questions since we've launched for members through this channel. As far as like some other roadmap items that we're looking for or coming out with sometime here down the road is, you know, we're really looking at being able to make all of our capabilities that we have available today in digital banking available through our voice channels, and kind of paving the way to be able to do that starts with making sure that our integrations are our API integrations mm-hmm. and not single sign-on integrations. So some of it has been, you know, setting the table for, I mean, what today people call open banking, but really lining ourselves up to be more prepared for future capabilities.
Yep. Indeed. What are some of the goals that you want to achieve as well?
Down the road here a little bit. Well, we've got Bill Pay coming out here shortly, and that was a big piece that helps differentiate us, I think, from other virtual financial assistants in the marketplace. It's kind of a more rare and technical capability that few others have. But ultimately, we'd like to get to a point where if we've pre-qualified someone or pre-approved someone for a loan and they want to take advantage of that offer, that they would be able to verbally accept it.
Oh, so cool.
And we could kind of close that loop verbally without having to necessarily send paperwork or anything else for our authenticated users. But there are other experiences like that we look at, you know, more with a future mindset of, what's the easiest way to solve this challenge that today is strenuous on both the member and the credit union, and try to generate ideas of how we can solve those, you know, leveraging our voice channels.
Yeah, no doubt. And Rob, where do you see it going as well? Because I mean, you guys have been working together for 2 years already, and you've really laid a solid foundation here. So where do you see this going from here on out? Because this technology is only going to get better and better and more natural and more conversational. So where do you see it going?
Yeah, I think going back to the theme of helping Kinexys scale more digitally, they're growing very quickly. So it's a very, we feel very fortunate to have them as a partner on this journey. But it also gives us the ability to expand the solution out into more of the own channels. We know that the voice channels clearly take a certain demographic is highly adoptive of those types of channels. But what we've done in those voice channels is so cool. Like when you see that you can have a really robust conversation about bill payments, bill pay dates, the validation associated with making sure that it knows if it's going to be mailed, it needs to have specific dates associated with the mailing. Like, it is a really robust solution. So mm-hmm. bringing that into some of the own channels, the mobile and online, we get within 2 or 3 months of having data coming through the mobile channels, we get to about an 87% what we would call containment rate or deflection rate. Mm-hmm. And that's where the business cases get really, really compelling from a service perspective. But we're never just focused on the cost reduction as our ROI. It's truly how do we get the implementation of more of the financial analytics that allows the assistant to reach out more proactively. That's the holy grail in our opinion. So truly that private banker that sits in your pocket that can scale, whether it's, hey, you're just curious on when your mobile deposit's going to clear, or are you truly asking, where can I be doing things better? And again, to Paul's point, maybe it's a loan offer that can help you reduce some type of a line of credit that might help your credit or whatever that is. Our solution paired with some of the Insight solution that Yodlee has been working on for the past 8 or so months, the work that's coming out of that and the prescriptive and predictive analytics, pairing those two technologies together is like, it's pretty futuristic. It's pretty mind blowing what the solution is capable of. So we're excited about releasing some of that out.
Well, and Kinexys is right there poised to take advantage of this stuff, it sounds like.
Yeah, they've been an absolute amazing partner for us.
I love doing stories like this because it's so exciting and it's like science fiction becomes reality and in a really good way. And it becomes practical and so useful. And so this sounds like it's what's happening at Kinexys. So this is, yeah, I just love doing things like this. You guys are just pushing that proverbial envelope and it's exciting to see. So well done. So anything else to add, you guys? Anything, any final thoughts here on this technology and where you guys are headed with it? Paul, you want to go first?
Yeah, I just had an interesting story that occurred to me earlier this week as we were sitting down with a group of new employees that just joined Kinexys earlier this week, and we were talking through our digital banking offerings, and we got to the point where we were talking about our voice capabilities, you know, with Alexa and Google Assistant, and also through SMS. And one of the new employees had belonged to a credit union, you know, across the street, and also a larger bank that didn't offer anything even close to that.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, when we were talking through it, you know, we have great partners with ABI and with Alchemy, and we've got a pretty small team, digital banking team in-house today. And we wouldn't be able to do some of this stuff or probably any of this stuff without a close partnership with both Alchemy and ABI.
Mm-hmm.
Our small group of employees that we have on staff today, we wouldn't have the capacity to tackle an endeavor in this area if it wasn't through a solid partnership.
That's so cool. So cool for credit unions as well. Rob, any final words here?
I would say that, you know, there's a lot out in the market right now. And when you think of the buzzwords around chatbots, virtual financial assistants, conversational banking, I encourage every credit union team member to just do a little bit of the research. And when you're evaluating the solutions, think about what it is that you want your digital member experience to be like, and whether you want to start at the knowledge base type, less sophisticated solutions, or whether you think about something that's more holistic, like what Kinexys has rolled out would be best for your members. We've seen the benefits and the impact on the credit unions. And so obviously I've got my own opinions on thinking about that more broadly, but there's never a better time to get going with it. I mean, the data that we get off the solutions it's quite amazing. And as Paul said, it's really interesting to see just how much robust language you can throw at these solutions and their ability to keep up with the complex money conversations that in some cases are quite emotional. And so the sensitivity around that solution is just fun to be a part of.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Great way to end it. Thank you guys. Appreciate it. Again, this is just going to get better and better. I think we're just at the tip of the iceberg here. So it's just going to get better and better. And you guys working together, again, pushing that proverbial envelope and setting the stage for other credit unions to adopt this type of stuff it just means a lot to the industry. So setting ourselves up for for a good future, I think. So appreciate it, guys. Well done. Keep up the good work, okay?
All right. Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Paul.